mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is John chapter 14, verse 18. I will come to you. Patience is a virtue, and for some people it's virtually impossible. And it's been 2 months of being going through this thing here, and masks, and as was mentioned, you know, washing our hands and doing all that kind of stuff, staying at home, and wondering, what day is today anyway? I've lost count of days, and it's the way things are, it seems. And as we go through this time, it is good to know that by the grace of God, there is an end. And by the grace of God, tomorrow afternoon, I will have my first haircut in over 2 months. And whoa, whoever thought the highlight of my day was getting a haircut? And you know, it's the little things all of a sudden become kind of important. And it's interesting because we have a dual fight going on. The scientists and the doctors say we need to remain healthy. We need to continue our practice of staying away, staying 6 feet away from each other, wearing masks and using purificators and all kinds of things. And the people who have been out of work for 2 months or more saying, I want to get back to work. I want to provide food for my family. I want to have a reason for getting up in the morning and going to a place and doing my job. I enjoy my work. I want to do my thing. So there's a back and forth here. What's the best thing to do? And we will be arguing that for some time. And I have to admit that I am a good person at asking dumb questions. All you have to do is ask my wife. She will tell, yeah, he's pretty good at asking dumb questions. And since I have a reputation to hold up, I'm going to ask a dumb question. Why in the world do you want to go see a Cleveland Indians game? Why in the world do you want to go see a Cleveland Browns football team? Why in the world do you want to be in the stands when the cars go around the track once again this afternoon? Why do you want to do that? The obvious answer is, well, I enjoy watching the team. I want to see my team on the baseball field. I want to see them pitch the ball, hit the ball, and run around the bases. And I want to cheer them on, whether it's baseball or football or soccer or whatever. I want to be there where the people are. I want to be there and share with my friends and my neighbors all the joys of being together in something that we all like to do. Nothing wrong with that. But you will notice that it's that you have to go someplace. You have to go to the baseball field. You have to go to the football field. You have to go to the track where the cars are going around. They're going to start this afternoon without people, of course. You have to go there. And in the midst of going there, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he says, I will come to you. We want to go someplace to see important people or important events. We want to go someplace and be there for that. But Jesus, the creator of the world, the one who died on the cross to save us from our sins, he says, I will come to you. Wouldn't you be surprised if you heard a knock on your door and you opened up the door and there stood your baseball team, all 15 of them or 20 of them, standing out on your driveway there saying, I'm glad to see you. I'm maybe looking forward to the day you can come to the ballpark. Wouldn't you be surprised if you opened up the door and there were the Cleveland Browns, all of them, all their uniforms and everything. We're glad to see you. That probably won't happen. They won't come to you. You have to go to them. But you and I have this person who says he's going to come to us. But it's not just an ordinary person. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth, who lived on this earth to be part of us, to suffer for our sins, to die for our sins, and to rise again so that we might have life in his name. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. He says, I'm going to come to you. Wow. Wouldn't you be surprised to have somebody important come to your house? But someone is so important is coming to your house, coming to your heart and to your daily life. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. He wants to come to you. He wants to come to you so much he has made all kinds of efforts to come to you. He comes to you through the Bible. He comes to you through Sunday school and church and Bible classes when they are in session. And by the grace of God, he came to you when you were baptized. Water was poured on your head in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you became a child of God, and Jesus came to you then. And he says, I am with you always. He is with us now, even in our separation, even in the fact that we are not physically together as we have been in the past. He says, I am coming to you. That's good news. He is coming to us, and he says that not only am I coming to you, but I'm going to give you someone else to help you out. If Jesus were alive on this earth, I mean, he's alive, but if he were on this earth and going around from place to place, there'd be all kinds of people trying to sign up to go to Cincinnati or going to Columbus or Cleveland or Talmadge or Chicago or wherever, where Jesus was. So people want to see this great man who suffered, who died, who rose again, who has influenced the world the way no other person has. We would want to go and see him, but he says, no, I'm going to come to you. And because Jesus went back into heaven to be with his heavenly Father, he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us and within us, to guide us and to lead us, to remind us that Jesus is with us, whether we're near or far away from those around us. He is there to be in our hearts, in our lives, as we pray to him, as we sing our songs to him, as we meditate, as we exchange words of kindness with our fellow members over the telephone or through an email or whatever means we have, Facebook. There are all kinds of ways we can communicate with each other and tell each other that God is with us, which indeed he is. And Jesus says, not only am I going to be with you, he sends the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is going to come again someday. And when he comes again at the end of this world, then he will bring us all together. There will be no more coronavirus. There will be no more distancing. There will be no more need for it because there will be no more sorrow. There will be no more tears. There will be no more illness, disease, or sadness, or death. And God himself is going to wipe away the tears from our eyes. That is his promise. And Jesus has always kept his promises. He will come in his own time. When the Father tells him it's time to go, he will come. But you can count on it. He will come. And when he does, you and I will go to a place called the new heavens and a new earth, where there will be things for us to do, people for us to visit and to see and to talk about the stories that we have, and to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to be with him, to see him. And God will wipe the tears from our eyes. You are not alone. You and I are not alone. Jesus is with us in our hearts and in our lives. And by the grace of God, he will be with us till the end and bring us to our heavenly home. Hold on to that, Jesus. He sends you his Holy Spirit so you can find him. And he comes to you. He comes to us. Francis Thompson, in 1838, wrote a poem called The Hound of Heaven. And just as in that poem, just as a hound goes after its prey, keeps, you know, stealthily going after it, going after it, going after it, until he finally reaches it. In another way, God keeps searching and running after us, not to destroy us like a wolf does for its prey, but to love us and to give us forgiveness and to give us life. He runs after us because he loves us and cares for us. And that is why we can be glad and joyful that in the midst of this terrible time in which we are living, we can count that we are not alone, that Jesus is there running after us to give us his love, to give us his comfort, to give us his strength. And we will get through this together with each other and with him. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.